Good evening, everyone. This is RAWF Tropical Aggression coming to you live from San Juan, Puerto Rico. It's been a hell of a trip, hell of a night already here at Tropical Aggression. We'll give you the lineup here in just a moment. Let's bring on my co-host for the evening. While El Vacant is busy out running the taco trucks, apparently these Puerto Ricans really like his stuff out there. So let's bring on Mr. RAWF. Gentlemen, he is Judgment joining me tonight at Tropical Aggression. Good evening, Judge.
Amadeus, what's happening? Welcome to another rousing episode of the pay-per-view we love to call Tropical Erection.
Actually, Tropical
Aggression. And I must correct you. I must correct you on something. As I was coming in today, I saw El Vacant, and he told me that he not only was he doing his taco trucks, he has people working them, but he is actually going to go, and apparently he's on this Harry Potter kick all of a sudden. So everyone, you know, message El Vacant and tell him to leave Harry Potter alone. Just message him, send him an inbox, say, El Vacant, leave Harry Potter alone. It's no good. And spoil it for him. Tell him Voldemort dies in the end. There you go.
Okay. Not sure how you found out that information, but we'll go with that. So LV is not
book.
With us this evening. Judgment joining us here as the co-host this evening. And Judge, let's go down the lineup now of what we have in store for everybody at Tropical Aggression. Let me bring
aggression.
It up real quick. Aggression. All right.
You know,
main event.
You have Immortal named after the Immortal Griffith, and Tropical Erection is named after me. Okay, let's go.
Fine. World Heavyweight Championship match, the main event, the Immortal Griffith defending against Domino Warrior, DW. Judge, you've watched from afar, haven't got your opinions on any of these matches. What do you think about this main event? Who walks out as World Heavyweight Champion?
Oh, it's easy. It's going to retain his title. I mean, it's really a no brainer on that one. Dominic Warrior is good, but yeah, she's all right, but she's just not championship material. I'm sorry, she's just not world championship material.
Wow. Okay, I kind of disagree with that. I do believe DW is world title material.
She's proven herself. She's mid card championship at the most. Come on, okay.
All right, some harsh criticism from Judgment on DW, so we believe the Immortal Griffith will walk away still World Heavyweight Champion. Platinum Dragon Championship, Mithras and Claymore. Mithras, of course, the champion right now. Claymore, the challenger. You know Claymore fairly well as an opponent. Who do you like in this one?
I'm gonna say Claymore. He's gonna upset the title machine. He's got too much going on right now. He's focusing on too many matches. And he's going to let himself get out-sparred, out-played. Claymore's going to be able to... Well, Claymore's done it before. Look what he's done before. He's beat them both and has become world champion. And so he's beaten all the powerhouses. So Claymore's going to come in with the game face on. He's going to know what he's got to do, and Claymore's going to win it.
All right. predicting Claymore to beat Mithras for the Platinum Dragon Championship. National Championship, Big Greg Denzel the Giant. Two titans, two big guys fighting it out for the national title. Who do you like between these two?
Those two is like chewing bubblegum versus eating a candy bar. I'm going to say Denzel the Giant is going to be the champion on that. He's going to carry the title. He's going to carry the match. So it's Denzel the Giant's match to win. You got a giant going in the ring. I mean, how are you going to beat up a giant?
Well, I mean, Big Greg's no slouch himself. He's a pretty big guy. They don't call him big for nothing. But at any rate, Midnight Hobo Championship, Maeve O'Hare, Teflon Sheik. I'm sure you were here and heard what Teflon Sheik had to say last night. He wants to end Maeve's epic reign with this Midnight Hobo Championship. He wants to beat the streak. Can he do it? Maeve has been holding that title now since late last year. So a good months. Pretty soon we'll get coming around to, if she continues to hold it for much longer, it'll be a year. So who do you like tonight for that Midnight Hobo Championship?
You know, as much respect I have for Sheik, I'm going to have to say I'm going to pull for Maeve.
You're going to pull for Maeve?
She's going to retain it. She's like the ultimate champion now. She's like had the belt forever. So yeah, I'm saying Maeve's going to win it.
All right. That's a good pick. I'm sure Maeve will be happy to hear you say that. FUBAR City Championship. Liam O'Shaughnessy. Hobo Ezekiel.
Hold on one second.
Okay. All right. Well, Judge apparently having some issues. As you all know, FUBAR City Championship. Liam and Hobo, they were good friends not too long ago until a tragic death of Mama Moose that, you know, a lot of evidence points to Liam O'Shaughnessy. But, you know, there is no definitive proof. It can't be proven definitively. But Hobo Ezekiel, I believes Liam had something to do with it. This one is going to be an epic clash for the FUBAR City Championship. Estrogen title, Battle of the Felines. It is the First Lady of Anarchy, the greatest estrogen champion in RAWF history. She tonight chose Kitty Kabam as her opponent. Because Cougar won Biatch of the Month for, I believe, the third straight time, and chose Kitty Kabam as her opponent. Kitty Kabam getting her first major opportunity here in RAWF.
I'm gonna go out on a limb and say Kitty Kabam's gonna upset Cougar this time.
Really? You think Kitty Kabam can beat the Cougar for the Estrogen Championship tonight?
You know, I got mad respect for Cougs. She's a legend. She's done what she needs to do. She carries the title. She's won the title like she needs to. But for some reason, I'm feeling Kitty Kabam tonight.
You're feeling Kitty Kabam tonight? Wait a minute.
I'm feeling Kitty Kabam.
All right.
She's going to pull the upset. That's going to be the upset of this pay-per-view.
You think so? Oh, you could be right.
I think so.
I mean, anything's possible. Kitty Kabam, certainly no slouch in the ring, but we'll see. That would be definitely upset. Going back to the FUBAR City Championship, Judge, you were distracted. Who do you like between Liam O'Shaughnessy and Hobo Ezekiel?
You know, Leo has done some crazy shit. Leo's done some stuff. He's done some shady stuff. So he needs to pay for it. Leo Mishanahan, how you say it? Mishanahan, how you say his
Liam
name?
O'Shaughnessy.
Liam is on my hand, but wait. Hobo's going to win.
Okay, you got Hobo's going to win the FUBAR City Championship from Liam O'Shaughnessy. That's your prediction. That one is going to be a barn burner, to say the least. I'm on the fence between.
Is Aggie
going to
be
that one? Not that I'm aware of.
Is it burning? Barn burner.
No.
Okay.
No, it was just
give me for a minute.
Tag Team Championship, the Hotness to defend against Swords and Scimitars. Triple Crown Championship, Knox Boogie, Hotshot Chaz, and Luke Cage. Hotshot Chaz winning his first RAWF Championship last month at Philadelphia Freedom. Knott's Boogie has been a pretty strong Triple Crown champion. He's been in there 3 or 4 months now. And then Luke Cage, who's always dangerous to win a title. Who do you like between these three?
This is a tough one here. This is going to be a tough one. I'm going to have to say Knott's. You say Knott's.
All right.
Which one in Brother was in it?
Yep. That's you're right. You got it right. Knott's Boogie, the reigning champion. He is one of the best Triple Crown champions in RAWF history and continues to prove it. It should be a hell of a match.
Mm-hmm.
Multi-media championship. You have Slashy and I'm not going to say it like a Wagon. And Beast, Anarchy's Beast, going at it. Renegade versus a member of Anarchy is always a pretty tumultuous match. Who do you like between Slashy and Beast, Judge?
Slashy's a tough one. But I'm going to say Beast, because Beast has been able to prove it. You know, he can carry a title, and I think he's going to keep doing what he's doing and pull it off.
All right. We shall see.
It hurts your voice to go that deep.
Yeah, I know. I couldn't do it either. I'm not sure how he does it.
I think he goes to the bathroom and has like he's passing a kidney stone.
All right. Well, Judge, don't hurt your larynx trying that anymore.
Your boy
Killer Neptune with two big matches tonight. First, he's challenging Rattlesnake Ron for the Powerball Championship. And, of course, Killer Neptune holds the record for the longest Powerball title reign in RAWF history. Ron, of course, is always tough to beat, especially when he has a title. Who do you – I mean, obviously, you're going to say Killer Neptune here. But, Rattlesnake Ron, he's definitely one of the toughest SOBs in all of Unstoppable. You think Killer has what it takes to unseat Ron?
Yeah, I mean, come on, it's Ron. I mean, Ron is like DW, a mid-card opener extravaganza. He's something to get the crowd worked up. That's all he is. That's all he's made for, is to get the crowd worked up. I mean, he comes in there, he does his little pissy match with some Avon representative, and yeah, he's just that's what he does. So I mean, if he ever had that, if Ron had to have a match, I would be surprised if he ever taken a match. He hasn't once taken a match I know of. So I'm saying it's going to be Killer. Killer's going to win it.
So you said, and I'm sure you expect him to retain his championship, which he has held for quite a long time at this point. I believe it's well over a year that he's been Champion's Choice champion. Tonight he faces the Hawkster, and the Chosen One chooses, meaning Hawkster can only use one move for the entire match. pretty much loaded in Killer Neptune's favor, as always, and one of the reasons he is, the main reason he is the longest reigning Champion's Choice champion. He has taken that title. I think he above anybody else that's ever held that title, Judge, and because you were the originator, the inventor of this title three or 4 years ago, he above anyone else has taken your idea and ran with it, would you not say?
Oh, yeah, definitely. He's done what I sit back and I watch all these other little pisshats running around doing their little Olive Garden dance, whatever they wanted to do. Oh, I'm the champion of Champion's Choice, and you got to do this and this and this. And everybody's making out these little funky matches. But Killer Neptune, he makes some cool matches. He does what the title is supposed to be done with. The other ones, they didn't know what they was doing. They thought they did, you know. All these people who had it before, they thought they knew what they was doing. They were just mainly just doing what, you know, making it a favor to them, do what you want to do. But Killer actually leaves it open for a chance for somebody to actually win. Not as big of a chance, but he does leave it open some.
Yeah, it's usually a minor chance, but you're right. It does give them. I mean, I faced him a couple months ago at Radiversary, and I made it a pretty good match. based on what off the rules he gave me. So it was, you know, I can't say that he hasn't at least given people an opportunity. Not a big one, like you said, but at least gives them the opportunity. White Lightning Championship,
you know,
in the high go ahead.
You know, here's the thing. I'm going to tell people this is a little secret. If you're the challenger and you're getting this match with him, he may say one move. Think about it. That's a move. You got to do a move. And the same thing about strategizing. So you got to think outside the box if you're the challenger. In order to win this title, you have to think outside the box. Now, I'm giving the people little answers what they got to do in order to win this title from Killer Neptune. Think outside the box.
All right, fair enough. White Lightning Championship in the high voltage steel cage. It is Hobo Ezekiel defending against the unsettled Chris Cage. This one could be a major. I see injuries and ambulances and all kinds of things coming out of this one with these two face off for the White Lightning Championship, Judge.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you're a big fan of Chris Cage and what he's been doing, so you don't know? No clue?
I don't know who's going to win. I'm saying Chris Cage will probably win it, but they both going to suffer this one. This is going to be a suffering match. This match is going to be like, woo-wee.
All right, next up, the Hatfield and McCoy. Yeah, slobber knocker, you're absolutely right. There's going to be some definitely going to be electric. Hatfield and McCoy Championship, this is your baby as well, Judge. Hotshot Chaz, the new Hatfield McCoy Champion, defending it for the first time against Denzel the Giant. Who do you like here?
Well, I'm hoping Hotshot Chaz will retain this title, but the Giant's the Giant. I mean, come on. He's one hell of a guy. I fought him not long ago on Superstar on live on radio, and he's the Giant, and he is what he is, and he knows it. And I'm going to go with Hotshot Chaz, but, you know, I want to pull for the Giant. I'm going to go for Hotshot Chaz.
All right. Anything goes triple threat. This is a battle, the triple threat match to determine who the next challenger for Hobo Ezekiel's Anything Goes title is. It's a test of strength match, meaning they can only use holds. It is DW, Liam O'Shaughnessy, and Wildfire. Judge, who do you like here?
See, this group right here is what we need to put in a helicopter and take off and let the helicopter just fall into the water. This is going to be the comical match of the pay-per-view. You know how you always have this one match where the fans start chanting, boring, boring, boring. This is going to be the boring match.
Goodness.
This is going to be the match where you go use the bathroom, get your candy, get your popcorn, get ready for the real entertainers to come out. So I can't even tell you who's going to win. I don't even know. Just going with the next one. This is like watching Eminem.
All right.
This is what this match is.
Those are all the featured matches. Here are some interesting rankings matches to talk about. We've got Hotshot Chaz versus Aaron McFadden. Those two have had history with each other. Simply the Best to take on the Hawkster Bully. Those two had an altercation last week on Superstars after Hawkster lost the Superstars title to Papa Shaker. Deez, the reigning men's champion, does not have to defend his title tonight because the RS Hold a Month tournament is not over. And however, he does not have an easy night as he takes on the paragon of greatness. Marcus Caliber to take on his stepfather, Calvin Clark. The Raven to take on Stranglehold.
Go back to that match right there.
Marcus Caliber versus his stepfather, Calvin Clark.
Yes, okay. I heard Mr. Caliber, Crow, Demonic, whatever you want to call himself. I heard him last night on radio going on about, oh, my God, better be ready because I'm going to be coming after you. You know, Mark, let me tell you, I'm going to give you some advice, Marcus. Before you step in the ring, read Dr. Seuss's One Fish, Two Fish, Red Fish, Blue Fish, because you about as entertaining as a damn Dr. Seuss novel. So, Marcus, this is what I'm going to do. When you get ready to take on a real challenger, when you get ready to face someone who knows what they're doing in the ring, who knows how to perform and entertain people, I've watched all these little lame things you've been doing. Call me. Call me. Pick me up. Pick up the phone. Call me. Hey, judge, that match. Yeah, we do a match. So I'm challenging you right now. Challenge you to the match. I make stipulations at a later date and time, but when you get ready, you know what? You call my people. My people will be in touch. Go ahead, I'm there.
Wow. All right. So Judgment laying down the, throwing down the gauntlet. He wants to face Mark Caliber at a date soon to be named later, but okay. And plenty of other matchups on the card. Everyone got a, either got a rankings match here. And it's all at the RAWF Tropical Aggression scene. So, wow, Judge, yeah, you are definitely on a roll tonight. And you got DW out there telling you she used to like you after, but after the what you've been saying about her, she's not liking you so much. So, you know, you may. Anyways, you're always.
Oh, DW, you know you
more.
Like me. DW loves
you're
me. She loves me. She's DW's like a fly on the wall. She just wants. I take a fly swatter and swat her.
All right. So, Judgment.
Yes,
you are
there.
Taking on Mystic Maniac tonight. You any familiar
Mystic
with
Maniac.
MM? Misty?
Not in your mouth, not in your hands. Mystic Maniac. I have no idea who this man is. All I know is it's someone who apparently thinks they need to come in here and make an announcement for themselves. Play, you know, somebody for me that's the toy around the ring with. And, you know, people are like, oh, Judge, you didn't get a featured match. And, you know, I can get my featured match when I want a featured match. I'm letting all these other people, I'm letting all these other little newcomers have a chance. I mean, how many times have you seen, okay, let's see DW and them in the ring and for a title match. Once, this is the only time. And this is for a little... You know, this is a little shot that she's going to get facing Grip. Grip is going to take it and just abuse her. It's going to be abusable.
Wow.
And all these other people, they're just like Mentos. I mean, people around here are like Mentos. They're just expired Mentos. That's all these people are.
Okay. Expired.
And Alain, how do you say his name again? Alain Machida.
Liam O'Shaughnessy.
You know, that's not because they got too many letters in his name. He should just be called Lee Mo. Lee M-N-O. That's how you got to call him. All these little... what is he? Ain't he Irish or something?
He's Irish, yes.
I figured. Just like me. Just like an Irish coming here. It's like Spicy McHaggis coming here with some fucked up name. Makes people learn to spell.
You wouldn't want to say that name. You never know. We haven't heard from Spicy in quite a long time, but you never know when he might pop his ugly head. And you know what?
Spicy
don't
pop his head in here. I'm telling you right now. Spicy McHaggis would not show up in here because last time we heard from Spicy, I dropped him 7.5 feet off of the scaffold down to the ring, and I think I paralyzed him. That's why I think he is. Last time, I saw him being stretched out on a gurney. That's the last time I seen Spicy McHaggis.
All right. Well, he isn't here. You're lucky. But at the same time, speaking of the Irish, though, next month, September 19th, 2021, our next pay-per-view, ladies and gentlemen, comes to you from Aviva Stadium in Dublin, Ireland. That's right. We're going over to the UK for RAWF Cataclysm. We start our national tour, our international tour, next week, as we will visit cities like London, Paris, and I believe we're going to be going to Berlin as well. So, and it will all end with Cataclysm live from Dublin, Ireland. Okay, you're not going to the UK. I meant we were going over there for London. Yeah, okay, fine. Goodness.
Did you say in London, UK?
London's in the UK, yes.
I know London's in the UK. Did you say London wasn't in? I thought you said London was not in the UK.
No, that's not what I said.
Okay, I thought that's what you said.
No. All right. So, by the way, folks, once again, please say your send prayers towards the manager of Tigress. She right now is in a bad way. We all need to pray for and send our good vibes toward Tigress tonight. All right. With that being said, let's now bring on our reigning Midnight Hobo champion to talk about her big match tonight. She is Ladies and gentlemen, she is Black Irish's own Maeve O'Hare, now joining us here in Puerto Rico. Maeve, good evening.
Are you both very drunk?
How are you doing, Maeve?
One shit at a time.
What did you hear she say?
One shit at a time?
Man.
I'm not sure.
One shit at a time.
Boss man.
Yes.
I ain't been concussed yet, but I could have sworn that I heard you say, we're going to the UK to go to Dublin.
That's not what I said. That's not what I said. I said that the UK was among where we are going over the next month in the international tour. Right, Judge? That's what I said.
Right.
Tell her. That's what I said.
You said London wasn't in the UK.
That's not what I said either.
London?
He said something about
we're
London
going to Dublin for Cataclysm, is what I said. You should be excited instead of coming in here bitching at me. You should be
excited.
We're going.
I just didn't like the idea that you were throwing off on my hometown by saying it's we're in the UK.
I did not say that.
Okay.
You don't know the geography.
That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Now that being said, Judge, what's wrong with Irish names?
Yours is easy to pronounce, but I'm a Shamahan, Malayan. I am a Shamahan. That's just too many letters.
Liam O'Shaughnessy.
Liam O'Shaughnessy. That's just too many letters. It's too many. It's just a big word. Now, yours, maybe, see, yours has a ring to it. It just rolls off the tongue like, Yours just rolls off the tongue like,
Thank you, I think.
Okay, you're welcome. But Liam and Shamahan, that's just too many. That's just too much.
I mean, Liam, Milad, I don't know if you want to encourage Judgy to say your name like that because he might take that as an offer that you're not making.
What do you do? I can't see the chat, so I don't know what he's saying.
He's demanding that you say his name.
I can pronounce your name better in the morning. I mean,
wow.
If you say your name, then, hey, I can pronounce your name in the morning when I'm asking what you want for breakfast.
You see, this is what I were warning you about, Liam, my lad.
Liam, Lemon.
Liam. Just Liam. You don't even have to say his last name. Just Liam.
I'm just going to call him Lemon.
No, Liam.
Just, what,
it's short.
You can always just call
easy.
Him the Brick City Bard. That's my that's
the what?
There you go.
The Brick City Bard.
The Brick City Bard.
Or the Cork County Calamity.
The Slauncha Sinatra.
Like he's got a whole slew of them. Like you have to like flip over to the next page.
I like when you did the roll your tongue again like that.
Brick.
Boo.
Oh my god. Oh
and
my word.
How are you keeping, Bob? Bossman. How are you doing without vacant here to keep you straight?
You know, occasionally I need a night like this. Just not really, but anyways. So, Maeve.
Yes, Bossman.
Maeve. Let's talk about the big match tonight. You heard last night the words of Teflon Sheik, what he wants, what his goal is tonight at Tropical Aggression. Now that you've had 24 hours.
He's wanted the same thing that he's wanted for months. He ain't going to get it, but I know what he wants. You know what I find funny, though, about our good friend, the Teflon Sheik, is that... he never has the balls to come here and say things to my face. He's always got to record it and then be off hiding somewhere.
I mean, you're not wrong.
I just find that funny that, you know, he can't be arsed to come here and say something to my face, but he has, you know, all the things in the world to say to me when I can't get my hands on him.
She's right about that.
Tonight that changes, and, you know, I do get to get my hands on him. Which is not something I ever really thought I would say I were looking forward to, you know, touching Sheik. But, you know, things being what they are, I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to no more excuses, no more running. It's going to be interesting.
And, of course, Tropical Aggression. This is the second Tropical Aggression you've competed in RAWF. And unfortunately, the first one did not go your way, but it was the main event of last year's Tropical Aggression when you faced the title machine for the World Heavyweight Championship. But I feel like this last year, since that match, in other words, you've grown in leaps and bounds, and certainly you've staked a claim in RAWF history with that Midnight Hobo Championship. So with that being said, you know, 1 year later, when you look back on that match, how much did you learn from that match?
I mean, I learned that I don't like being anywhere near the threshing machine when there's a belt on the line. Did Mark Horker speak to you? Did he tell you, hey, I'm not going to be on the show tonight, so make sure you jinx Maeve while she's there?
I'm not trying to jinx you.
Yeah, him last night and then you're here, it's like, oh, yeah, by the way, last year at Tropical Aggression, let's not forget that the threshing machine made you look like an Egypt. Like,
I didn't say that. Those are your words, not mine. All I said was that you lost to Mithras in a world title match, but that you had main evented it. I mean, I put a positive spin to it. I mean, you main evented and you've grown leaps and bounds in the last year since that. You know, I was positive. I am not. Will you stop it?
Bossman loves to jinx me. It's his favorite thing to do other than eating Twinkies.
Oh, he loves to jinx you.
This is Bossman's itinerary for the day. Wake up, drink coffee, take Excedrin, eat a Twinkie, jinx Maeve O'Hare.
Yeah.
He might play the
drums. Now, first of all,
that's
not true. The first thing I do when I get up in the morning is brush my hair. Okay, let's get something straight. That's my first. That's
You're
my
never
always
there when
my
they
first.
Brush your hair.
I mean, to be fair, very pretty hair.
You can buy it on the shelf in England.
No, you can't.
I mean, not England. Pull it, mate. I get if you pull his hair, a little Asian woman will scream.
I'm not gonna pull his hair.
Pull it. Watch a little Asian woman scream somewhere. Pull it.
No. I were going to ask him if I could, like, caress it for luck, but now it would just be weird.
Give me a better chance rubbing my head.
Judge, I don't know where your head's been.
I have. At any rate.
Lately,
oh, my gosh. I don't know what did you eat something in some port I don't know somebody spiked your taco or something, Judge, because you just you're something else tonight.
That sounds kinky.
And no, Maeve, my point was not to point out that, you know, any jinx. There was no jinxing. It was, I was giving you a compliment. You've grown in leaps and bounds over the last year since that match against Mithras.
You're right. I will accept the compliment that you say you were trying to pay me. And you know what the biggest thing is that's changed from mid-match at Tropical Aggression last year to this year?
What's that? What's the biggest?
The company I keep.
That's true. That's true. At this time last year, you were in that group. I can't even forget what the name of it was at the top of my head. Judge, what group was that? You wrangled Maeve into.
I can't even remember. Mission Accomplished. What it was called?
Chevrolet Capri.
What was it called? Mission Accomplished. I don't know what it was called. Hell, that's right.
Chevy Caprice. I forgot. It was a Chevy Caprice.
Yeah, Chevy Caprice.
That's not it. What?
No. It was Thailand's
Chevrolet
Caprice. Thailand's Beauty. No, Thailand's
Cervical
Caprice.
I know. Whatever. That group.
Mascar.
We were hanging around with them.
What was it called? I can't remember what it was called. That's so sad. Immortal Justice.
You were in
no.
it.
What the hell was that name called?
Bad enough that I can't remember, but you were in it. You can't remember what the damn name of it was. It's a, anyway.
As much I was in it, I was not there for much of it. I just got my money and walked out.
Yeah, that's
Immortal,
another thing. That's
Immortal
another
Justice.
Thing.
I don't know.
No, it's not Immortal Justice. Stop it. That's another thing that I noticed that...
Terror Inc., that's it. Terror Inc., for God's sake.
Yeah, Terror Inc.
Yeah, Sheik didn't bother to mention that when they went ahead and dissolved it, not but a day and a half after I made it clear that I had no use for them no more, everyone else got this beautiful payout, and I haven't seen a red cent from them.
Yeah, you didn't get no money from them. We got your cut. It was split between us.
See, Judge is right here telling you that he has me money. All right, Judge, you can give me 20% of what you got then.
Huh? 20%? Okay, I'll give you 20% of what I got.
Why are you cutting a Skittle in half?
That's what I got.
Oh. But at any rate, back to the match with Sheik tonight,
yeah.
Maeve. You know, we heard everything he had to say. He takes credit for your success, amongst other things. That on its own is
well,
probably
of course
enough.
He's got
to
take credit for my success because he had not no gold of his own.
Yeah, this is true.
I mean,
well, actually, he does. Or, no, you're right. He doesn't. He has no gold of his own. But
not having gold of his own. And that's the other thing that I think is funny, is that he wants to take all this credit and say, oh, Maeve O'Hara wouldn't be anything without me, and everywhere she's gotten, it's because of me. Why would you brag about using all of your best moves and your best efforts on someone else? Like, why wouldn't you keep that for yourself? If you're so all-fire talented, why on earth are you taking credit for my accomplishments when you have nothing of your own to show? That doesn't make any sense. I mean, I will add
Very
that to the
true.
Long, long list of things that Teflon Sheik says that don't make no sense.
Well, since we know Sheik is not going to make a personal appearance or be here face-to-face, but if he was, what would you say to the Teflon Sheik right now before the big match?
Do you run this show on a delay?
No.
I'm not entirely sure I'm allowed to say what I'd like to say to him on air. In all seriousness, what I would like to say to Teflon Sheik, for all the good it'll do, because listening is not his strong suit, is that I am very, very sorry for him. But I don't like people I have to feel sorry for. He's the sad little king of a sad little hill, and he peaked a long time ago. And that's why he can't stand seeing what I've accomplished without him, because I've done it without him. Everything that I've done in the last year, since the last time I got in the ring with the Threshing Machine trying to win that world title, I have done under my own steam, with the help of my Black Irish brethren and a couple of very close friends. Teflon Chic did not get me a damn thing that I have. And the only thing I owe him is a sincere thank you for letting me see just how twisted and petty he really is. That is what I would like to say to Teflon Chic.
All right. Well, tonight you get to say it in person as you face off with him in the squared circle for that Midnight Hobo Championship that you've held for many, many months. And we'll find out if that reign continues tonight here in San Juan, Puerto Rico. Good luck to you, Maeve.
Thank you, boss man. Thank you, Judgy.
You're welcome.
All right. So, gentlemen, we're going to take a quick song break.
She was
return.
A fun interview.
It was. When
you
we
need
return,
more people like her.
We're going to talk a little bit about Tropical Aggressions of the past and have a little fun. If anyone else wants to call in, you all know the number. It's at the top of the screen here. It's 646-478-0073. Feel free to do so. And we will be back in just a few moments. This is RAWF Tropical Aggression on the Back to Basics Radio Network. We'll be right back.
All right, back.
Hey, bongos, raven bongos, booby bongos. Hey, play them now. Booby bongos, booby bongos. Hey, raven likes it when you play them. Booby bongos, booby bongos, booby bongos. Yes, she does. Everybody, come and play them, get them happy. Now do it, hey hey hey. Booby bongos, booby bongos, booby bongos. Come and play them right now.
And we're back here in San Juan, Puerto Rico, ladies and gentlemen. This is REWF Tropical Aggression. Judgments with me, Mavo Harris here. So, Judge,
are you
still singing the Booby Bongo song?
No, I ain't singing the Booby Bongo song anymore.
All right. Well, let's talk about Tropical Aggressions of the Past. This is actually the sixth installment of Tropical Aggression that we've had. The first one was in 2016, or actually 2015. So this is, this one's there. All right, where is it? There it is. The first one was from Honolulu, Hawaii. And it was quite a star-studded card then, the World Heavyweight Championship. It was Ricky Hot Rod, the incumbent World Heavyweight Champion, taking on the Immortal Griffith. He successfully defended the title against Griffith that night. However, there was a challenge on the table from Mordred Nightwalker that Ricky Hot Rod accepted and eventually lost. Mordred Nightwalker, of all people, walked out of Tropical Aggression that night as the World Heavyweight Champion. Other interesting matchups that night, you had Money Sue winning the Platinum Dragon Championship from Rattlesnake Ron that night. Anton Dare was the men's champion. He faced Dinklage the Imp. Cougs was Estrogen champion. She successfully defended that title against Evil Angel Jerrica Paige. Frozen Rage won the national title from Furious Pimpin' that night, but Pimpin' retained the FUBAR City Championship against Alec Remington. Mithras was during that time, I believe it was Mithras' first reign as Midnight Hobo Champion. He successfully defended that against Tag Beagle Wolf Dennis, and it was quite the night. And Judge, do you know who you faced? Did you know that you faced who you faced that night? At Tropical Aggression, that very first one.
Did I win?
You know what? Let's find out. I will click on the match link and find out. But do you remember who you faced?
I do not remember. I do not.
It was your father, Michael Brewer. And yes, you were victorious that night against your father, Michael Brewer, at Tropical Aggression. So,
yes. I knew how to beat my father.
Yeah. Then we turn to 2016. 2016, Tropical Aggression was at the Imperial Arena at the Atlantis Resort in Nassau, the Bahamas. The main event was Mordred Nightwalker versus Killer Neptune for the World Heavyweight Championship. Killer Neptune was Platinum Dragon champion. He defended that against Godfather Turner. Immortal Griffith took on Money Sue for the men's championship. Mithras defended the Midnight Hobo Championship against Bubs. Mordred defended the national title against Money Sue. It was a busy night for Money Sue. He was in three or four title matches that night, one of the biggest nights of his career. Do you remember who you faced that night as well?
I do not.
You faced Mordred Nightwalker in the Hell in the Cell match. So,
did I win?
I'm looking at that right now.
Yes, I did.
Let's take a look. I'm opening the match link. Yes, you did. You beat Mordred Nightwalker in that Hell in the Cell, so that made you 2-0 at Tropical Aggression. Then in 2017, We were live from Tijuana, Mexico, down in Arena Tijuana. The main event was Morgan Nightwalker versus the Immortal Griffith for the World Heavyweight Championship. Griffith walked out with both World Heavyweight and Platinum Dragon Championships, as he also defended it against Davila. Paragon of Greatness defended the national title against John the Revelator successfully. Immortal Griffith took on Paragon for the men's championship and successfully defended it that night. scrolling down here, I'm looking to see where did Judgment, what did Judgment do that night? I'm looking. He took on Knox Boogie that night, Judge. Let me go
did
find
I win?
The link. And see. I'm looking. Just give me a second. Got to find all the... Apparently. All right. Let's look here. There it is. Did you win that night to make it against Knox and Boogie?
No.
No, you're correct. You did not. You lost the Knox Boogie that night at Tropical Aggression. But,
yeah.
You know, and, 2018, we came. Tropical Aggression was live from the Atlantis Resort and Hotel in Laguna Beach, Bahamas again. Knox Boogie defended the World Heavyweight Championship against Jack Bayou. The Immortal Griffith defended the Platinum Dragon Championship against the Paragon of Greatness. We hear that a lot on pay-per-view. Hobo Ezekiel was national champion. He defended that against your boy Blaze McCoy. Yeti was men's champion. He defended that against Anton Dare. Davila was estrogen champion. She defended that against Maria. Uncle Frank, Fubar City champion, successfully defended that against Lady Vex. Money Sue was Triple Crown champion. He successfully defended that against Maria and Peanut. And let's go to, let's see here. Where is Judgment? You were on the undercard somewhere, but I can't find your match. But anywho, that was another epic night. That might have been during the time you were taking a break, Judge, so because I don't see your name on the list.
Oh, that's
here.
When I was
actually,
moving.
Yeah, we'll go with that. So you did not compete at Tropical Aggression in 2018. In 2019... 2 years ago, we were back in Honolulu. Uncle Frank defended the world title against the Immortal Griffith. The Immortal Griffith defended the Platinum Dragon Championship against the Great Red Dragon. Cassie Joe, Teflon Sheik won the national title from Cassie Joe, I do believe. Paragon of Greatness versus Sin for the Men's Championship. This was also the night that Strangleheart upset Uncle Frank, ending the longest ever FUBAR City Championship run in RAWF history. So that was big. Let's see here, Judge. Oh, you took on Killa Neptune in an FBW rules match. Let me take a look and see whether you were victorious over Killa Neptune that night. And no, you were not. You lost to Killa Neptune that night in the FBW rules, which is kind of your thing. So I'm kind of surprised, Judge. But
he was on a roll that night. He was on a roll that night. He cheated. He threw something in my face.
We'll go with that. Last year's Tropical Aggression featured Mithras versus May for the World Heavyweight Championship. Mithras also defended the Platinum Dragon Championship against the Paragon of Greatness. Hobo Ezekiel versus the Great Red Dragon for the national title. FUBAR City Championship was D's and IKP. Midnight Hobo Champion at the time was Luke Cage. He lost that title to Beast, who Beast would go on later to lose to Maeve to start her incredible title run. Tag Team Championship, Hotness versus Swords and Scimitars. Wow, 1 year later, that tag team title match is still those two, is those two once again. Judge, you challenged the Immortal Griffith for the men's championship last year at Tropical Aggression. Were unsuccessful in grabbing the men's championship
close.
From him, but you were very close, I admit.
I was very, very close. That was the closest match I've been with him. It was distracted. Referee got distracted.
But you also faced Uncle Frank in that Church of Satan match that spurred the whole feud between you and Frank. So it was an epic night at Tropical Aggression. Always a strong card. The World Heavyweight Championship has changed hands only twice, and it hasn't changed hands since 2017. So at Tropical Aggression. So that could be good news for the Immortal Griffith, or it could be bad news. We will find out.
You know.
All right. Yes.
I was thinking, I said to myself, because I call myself self, you know, we need a, you know, what would be fun to have one coming up soon.
What's that?
A Champion's Choice pay-per-view. Not a pay-per-view, just a Champion's Choice type thing. Where the champion, listen to this, the champion of each division has a chance in a non-title match to pick anyone in that division and challenge them to a match. And who knows? I would like to see some people. I'd like to see if some people could upset someone. You know, you see all the time. You see your Griffs and your Mythoses and your Paragons and your Griffiths and this versus this and this versus this. All the big names. How cool and how amazing would it be to have Joe Schmo, who does his matches, who does all the stuff. He just doesn't break the top 25 like he needs to do it. Just to have a non-title match against a champion, and just to say, I might have a chance here, and then upset him, and that would be that would be amazing. It's just something for in a future date. To think about if the champions would want to do it. Champions may not want to do it because they may not want to say, oh no, what if I do get upset by someone like that? You know, yeah, we can fight all the people we want. We know everybody we fight. But take on someone different, it would be really interesting to see what would happen if someone in the division come up and upset, say Griffith chose some person who we don't know, we never heard of before, but yeah, he's in the division, and he's won several matches. Just happens to do it, just throw it out there, see what would happen. I think it would be interesting to see. I really do. That's just my opinion. I know other people have their opinions, and people say no, but I think it'd be fun, like a champion's choice match night or something. I think that'd be pretty fun. I would be willing to see somebody upset someone.
I mean, it's something to think about. I'll let it roll around in my brain for a while and see what happens. But you know, quite possibly could happen. We shall see. But at any rate, Judge, I think we've pretty much talked about everything we can talk about. Kind of short on callers tonight, so you know what?
I do have one more thing to talk about. For people who are in the Hatfield-McCoy division, note this. We already have a challenger for next month's pay-per-view, which is what's next pay-per-view?
And that is Cataclysm, live from Dublin,
Cataclysm.
Ireland.
Okay. Dublin, Ireland. Okay. So we already have a challenger for that match. It would be Mithras taking on whoever the new champion is. So because we made a mistake, so we're gonna run it that way. So we won't be doing a tournament this month. We'll be doing a tournament next month. So everybody can just relax and have Phil McCoy's. Because you don't have nothing, you can challenge some people if you want to challenge them, it's fine. So for right now, we do have a challenger for whoever champion is next month already ahead. So that be known.
All right.
Good luck to everyone tonight. Have fun. Kick ass. Ian.
All right.
O'Shanahan, I will see you in the morning. I hope you like your legs scrambled. I mean not scrambled. Your legs, eggs scrambled.
All right, folks. We'll be back here next week, Saturday night, for RAWF After Hours with some Tropical Aggression results. We'll have updated rankings, and we'll talk more about the happenings here in RAWF. By the way, folks, for those of you who may not have been here last night to listen to the CEO and COO of Sports Unstoppable, Kevin and Will, talk about the happenings in Wrestler Unstoppable and update you on some of the things that have been going on and will be going on and whatnot, I highly recommend you go and listen to that program to get a lot of information on how Wrestler Unstoppable is doing. With that being said, I'm Lord Amadeus. This has been Judgment. I'm going to go hit the beach because this has been tiring. I'll talk to you all next week right here on After Hours. Say goodnight, Judge.
Good night, Judge. Thank you for listening.